Coach, great season, 19-7 state tournament. That's the goal of every team at the beginning of the season. Your team punched that ticket for a state tournament. You played some of your best basketball down the stretch. Winners your 40 your past five games. You kind of expected this from your team. This could be a state tournament team this year.
Yeah, well, we kind of set that as our goal, you know, honestly, at the minimum, you know, to win a district final and get to the state tournament. We knew our conference and, you know, was going to be a real bear, and it was. I mean, they're there for a while. I think we lost 3 out of 4, and it was tough for us. But, you know, all those teams were much larger, and so we think we can be pretty competitive in Class D1. That's what we're looking for.
Boy, that district final against Bancroft Rosalie, Coach, a low-scoring 39-34 nail-biter. Was it just like that throughout the game?
Coach Peters from Bancroft Rosalie is a very, very good coach. And the man, you know, he knows how to try to take away some of your weaknesses, or take away some of your strengths and exploit your weaknesses. And so the shot clock actually was a benefit to us. I think we got them to have 4 shot clock violations in one at a time where they took a 3 as the clock was expiring. If this would have been a pre-shot clock time, the score could have been 21-20 at the end. It's just that's how he wanted to do it.
So, it worked in your favor and everything. Got some shots to fall down the end. Had some good scoring. Your stars stepped up when they had to.
That's you hope they're going to. I keep waiting for our team to be, you know, balanced across the board. I think the day we get 4 girls in double figures, that's when we're going to be tough to beat. But if that doesn't happen, then we need a couple of our anchors to do their job.
You played a ton of great teams, Coach. Gosh, the Oakland Craigs, the Archangels Catholic, Pender, you know, Craig again later on in the season. So, boy, didn't dodge. And you mentioned your conference. It makes your tournament tough, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we always kept saying, you know, the state tournament will be easier than our regular season schedule. So that's good. But we're still going to have to show up every game. And I hope we can be competitive, you know, the first day. And that if we're lucky enough, we can move on to the next one and the story keeps going. But yeah, I think our trial by fire is kind of the way you put it for our schedule. And there were some teams on our schedule that were a little down. So you had to get your game up and then your game, you know, to not get in a trap game. There was just a lot of psychology we had to deal with.
Kylie Brachacek, if I got that name right, is a junior.
Brachacek.
Brachacek, you bet. 15 points a game. Kind of does a little bit of everything for you, doesn't she?
There are very few, there's very few players, you know, around the state who can, you know, post up in the paint and then and be your point guard at the same time. You know, Maywood Hay Center has that exact same type of player. So it's really fun to watch those people, you know, do their thing and get a few boards and push it up in transition. It's it makes your life a lot easier when you have that. I already coached her mother and her father when they were both in school, so you knew the genetics was going to be pretty good, you know, a while ago.
But a good supporting cast. Can't do it by yourself, can she?
No. I mean, that's, you know, our strength is if we get other people to, you know, offset that. And so, you know, people can't just try to take the ball away from Kylie. That's kind of your story. And if we get a little outside, a little inside, then we'll be effective. If not, you become a little more one-dimensional and it's tougher.
Coach, you touched on Maywood Hay Center a little bit. You've watched a lot of game film on the Wolves. Your thoughts on what you got to do to win this game coming up in the first round?
Well, we can't let them be as explosive as they are. Their press is pretty fantastic, and they've just brutalized some teams and, you know, made them take – they're making teams take some really bad shots at times. And you, at the state tournament, you can't do that. I mean, you only have so many opportunities to score, and you've got to score on the ones you can score on, take quality shots. So the first thing we got to do is, you know, be able to deal with their defense enough to get a quality shot off. And then from there, you know, try to nibble at their stars and try to limit what they can do. And then to me, the transition game will be a big part of this game. If they have 4 girls on the 4x8 meter relay team, state champions, so they're probably a little quicker than us. We'll have to deal with that as well.
Coach, one senior in this club for you. It's a young team, and but to just get this experience this year, you're hoping to make noise, of course, this year. But boy, you've got a great future for the next couple of years with this bunch.
Well, yeah, I mean, our juniors were already seasoned. We got to play. We got third place when they were freshmen, and then last year we just did not have a very good matchup. I mean, honestly, You know, if we wouldn't have played Pender in the first round, I think we could have been right there with them in the championship. But, you know, I think they know what it takes to win games down in the state basketball tournament, and I hope that's a little bit of an edge we have.